Ko moia wa tamanui France and Tenney, and this is your Wātea News. Orake Marae is today hosting the tangi for AUT Emeritus Professor Peter Harwood, who died on Friday, aged 83. He is survived by his wife Hopuru and four children, including Māori health leader Dr. Matire Harwood. Professor Harwood was made a member of the New Zealand Order of Merit in 2008 for services to the community and Māori. He established the first annual Porphyry and Noho Marae events for AUT's international students and was also behind the university's move to offer free te reo elective papers across all programs. Nephew Julian Wilcox says he also established the first community advice bureau while working as Auckland City Council's first community advisor in 1970.
So there's some irony being pointed out in our speeches about the fact that our uncle built them and the current mayor is looking to disestablish them through funding. So is it, that's been mentioned in dispatches and communications on the taumata.
The funeral service for Peter Harwood is tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Church of Holy Sep in Kaiba Pass. Haere e te rangatira, haere atura. The Rangitata is due to arrive in Gisborne today, delivering a coastal shipping lifeline for businesses, residents and the primary sector in the cyclone-stricken regions of Hawke's Bay and Tairawhiti. Regional Economic Development Minister Kitty Allen says what's been called the Blue Highway has been set up with a $500,000 grant and a $2.25 million underwrite to Eastland Port to convert parts of its Gisborne log port to take-handle products, including meat, fruit and vegetables.
Ovation, which is our meatworks, or I'm thinking of some of our larger producers, 70 to 80% of the workforce, are Māori. If those large producers go down, that's our whānau without bread and butter on the table. And currently they can't get stock out of region because we don't have secure enough roads to do so.
Kitty Allen says it's the first time in 40 years that Gisborne has been served by coastal shipping. Fisheries New Zealand has fully closed the Coromandel scallop fishery to commercial and recreational fishing to allow it to recover. Most of the Coromandel scallop fishery and all of the North Island scallop fishery were closed in 2021 because of its sustainability concerns. After surveys of the two remaining open areas around Hauturu, Little Barrier and Colville Channel found further serious decline in scallop numbers, those fisheries were closed on an emergency basis and the latest decision extends that. Fisheries Management Director Emma Taylor says the closure will not affect the relatively small customary allowance, but iwi strongly support the recovery of the fishery and issuing of customary fishing permits has been limited, if not completely stopped. And that's your Wātea News.